You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You are now entering region 5.83495, the Citadel of Trash. Are you sure you would like to leave the Protectorate?
Saying there'll be no let up following the government's gang crackdown, which came into force in November. Hatches abandoned public and police have the power to stop gang members from congregating.
Oh. they're doing down there? Surprising human beings are without clothes. So it is probable they are performing some functions unknown to themselves, unknown to
tonight. can't see that.
You know, Mr. Palmer, I'm sorry, but the company, we have to let you go. You know,
sir,
we can't keep you around no more.
Sir.
Know, I'm sorry about this, you know, but we have to let you go.
That's exactly. o'clock, resolved to use harmony from the minor key to the major key at the end. So every one of these passages contains both kind of a threat of the finality of God's judgment and the clear pronouncement of an anticipation of his redemption and forgiveness. I'll show you briefly what I mean, and you can just look at some of the scriptures in this leaflet as I try and make that more clear. For example, if you look in the passage by Isaiah, there is clearly an ominous mention in verse 9 of the anger of the Lord at their sins, and in fact, a lamenting of their sins, which we'll come back to in a moment. At the same time, he ends by saying, O Lord, remember not iniquity forever. A glimmer of hope is given. In Psalm 80, you will see, for example, in verse 4 and elsewhere, that there is mention of God's anger with his people. And yet, at the same time, three times in Psalm 80, the psalmist says, Restore us again, O God of hosts. A glimpse of hope is given us, even though there's a reminder of the ominous judgment. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, which is a wonderful chapter altogether, I highly recommend you read the whole thing. We've been given this portion at the beginning. There's a mention of day when the Lord Jesus Christ comes. And based upon other things, the same Paul has said, we know that the day of Jesus is a glorious day, but also ominous because it portends a final judgment. And yet, St. Paul says, that Christ will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, more than a glimmer of hope, a kind of pronouncement, triumphant pronouncement of hope. In the Gospel reading from St. Mark, we are again given this warning of how the heavens will be shaken. Son of Man will come in power, clouds, and great glory. It is indeed going to be an ominous day for the human race, and yet at the same time, he does say in verse 27, he will send out the angels and gather his elect. So for wins, there's that hope again. It's a wonderful hope. But the two things go together, the warning and the hope. After all, if you felt the emotion of hopefulness simply based upon manipulating your emotions, taking a pill, doing a cool thing outdoors that you know will raise your serotonin levels, then you're feeling more hopeful.
That was a pretty good idea right there, Bruno. That's why, just imagine. What if it started raining rain? It rained trash.
Manipulation of subjective factors by human artifice. What you really need is a hope that's based upon something more substantial. It will, in fact, come forward when the time is right. It's in anticipation of that hope that we have a genuine, sustainable hope. Everyone in our era is always talking about sustainability, right? And resilience. Well, the Lord wants us to be sustainable with a sustainable hope that's built on his promise rather than something flimsy. But to do so, I'm going to have to dig in a little bit into the substance of the promise, which is complex in some ways. Let me begin with this passage from Isaiah 64, that's the first page. There is here, first of all, in verse 5, a statement about how God welcomes those who joyfully work righteousness. That's not negative, that's very positive. But at the same time, the prophet immediately launches into a long lament of God's anger and our sins. And in fact, he paints a picture of the human predicament in this passage, which is quite dire. Is it unwarranted?
We'll be right back. bitches, homophobic. Oh, bitches.
Hold it, my boy doesn't say that I love them, but I don't swing that way. The man that celebrate Eid, the trap still running on Christmas Day. Somebody told Doja Cat that I'm trying to indulge in that. In my great chest, so you see the bulging, that see the motion clap when you're throwing it back. These females planning on doing me wrong, so I'm grabbing a dome at the Trojan flag. Post a location after we're gone, can't slip and let them know where we're at.
I don't know about you, but I value my life.
But I value my life.
Cause imagine I die, and I ain't made 100 M's yet. There's so much things I ain't done yet. Like fucking a flight attendant. I don't party, but I heard Cardi there, so fuck it, I might attend it. Gotta kick back sometimes and wonder how life would have been if I never did take them risks and would have I prospered. Floating and I won't go under. Been out of town for a month. Absence made the love grow fonder. UK rapper, UK bro, gotta mention my name if you talk about the genre.
Alright.
How can I be homophobic?
My bitches.
Hitman in a top try, see a man topless, even a stick is gay. Hugging my brothers and say that I love them, but I don't swing that way. The man them celebrate Eid, the trap still running on Christmas Day. How can I be homophobic?
My bitches.
Hitman in a top try, see a man topless, even a stick is gay. Hugging my brothers and say that I love them, but I don't swing that way. The man them celebrate Eid, the trap still running on Christmas Day.
fuck up before I call Slitherman. I just need you to shut the fuck up. Walk in that bitch like Curtis Snow. Then I walk out that bitch like Mitch. I step in the booth like Clark Kent. I got a better watch than Ben 10. I drive faster than Ludacris. My whole life like Fast Five. Your whole life a damn lie. You should sit in the corner and cry to yourself. You should be very disappointed in yourself. How you don't know better? You need mental health. How the fuck your mama don't love you? She ain't love you since you was like 6 months. Your mama hates you for fucking up. She had to wake you like, wake me up. How you drop out of school and stepped on track? Ops on the roof with a hard hat by the Grande neck. I got more miles than UPS. Amazon Prime stole my swag. I've been delivering packages. Matter of fact, Uber stole my swag. And Deadlift stole my swag. This shit like a game in PC. I was never locked up in PC. Niggas be tripped up, looking at GD. Nigga look at the man, wish it was me. Like, what you paying for that? Not cheap. I'm holding the Glock with two hands. I was blessed with being ambidextrous. You was cursed as hate as much you can hate. You and your friends having a hating contest. They like, let's see who can hate on that the best. I take this 40, shoot through your chest. I hit your head like bitch in the nest. Pull up on gang and get beat to death. My coke hit like moistening. Cut it like BDS. Work harder than porcelain. Got a white bitch from Portland. I've been drinking like 10,000 days. Fuck around, get punched in your face. Fuck around, get punched in your throat. If you get ashes around my mind clear, somebody gon' die. You step on Big Neck D.O., your bitch gon' die. This is my kidneys, these ain't your kidneys. Shut the fuck up before we take your kidneys. Shut the fuck up, I'ma keep drinking hate. Shut the fuck up before I slap your mama. Shut the fuck up before I call Slitherman. I just need you to shut the fuck up. Walk in that bitch like Curtis Snow. Then I walk out that bitch like Mitch. I step in the booth like Clark Kent. I got a better watch than Ben 10. I drive fast. Ludicrous. My whole life like Fast Five. Your whole life a damn lie.
Before it was rainy and they went for a drive. What happened to yours? I hear you cry at night. Do you dream about them? Do you dream about them?
You're listening to 95 BFM. This is the Citadel of Trash. This is White Sides by the Citadel of Trash. The last track was Uncut Cocaine, Cypher 2023, Vogue Tutium, and RXK Nephew. This here is another excerpt. This is from a beautiful collage. It was released last year, I believe, if my memory serves correct. This whole mixtape was released as one mix. multiple artists. This is Felicia Ledesma and Angelo Hemsworth. This is PDA. It's off Ecstatic. The last track actually wasn't Varg and RXK Nephew. It was 455 CEO. Make him say, before that was the Varg and RXK Nephew track. It's a whole compilation of Borderlands music tonight. And that's what it will be going forward. Have the pleasure enough of splitting this show for the next wee while. This is Waysides. You'll be joined by the Protectorate in coming weeks. And stay tuned for what that means and what that is. In the meantime, you're still listening to 95BFM and still listening to Waysides. Time is 8 minutes to 11.
little nigga before you get punished. See, you play with that fire too much, still shot you're bound to get burned. Clocking the hustle, yeah. Sticking the go, yeah. Opposite side, getting out with two long, serving that turn. Mr. J, I go crazy, no concerns to you. Put him in the graveyard. See, she gets angry. She like to test hard. I don't need a counselor. I need to die hard. I fuck up like he is. The pain in the crowd. The blue reach pushed her. I'm a bully, I push her. See, driving out trans, just like Gunker. See, with your babe. See, we come on Sunday. I told my mom I was gonna make
it. Oh, here we go. Then I still worry about it. Say the class, yeah, my bitch is bad, bitch, you got it. I'm on this yacht full time, you got it one day. Don't get it confused, I'm running my blues up. Hopping inside of the building and whipping and spilling that motherfucker clean it up. Shrivin' and driving, I'm yanking that bitch to the side, the motherfucker heat it up. I give a fuck with the same, that motherfucking rest, the fast, I'm tired enough. Shut up, bitch, yeah, heard enough. I let these motherfuckers bad, the motherfucker snitch, the motherfucker stirring up. Cause if they wanna come be with the kid and their body be spilling, be turning up. I just be wanna be geeking a minute, this guy had the private day, ain't not enough. What? I can't handle it up. I had enough. Some of
these motherfucking rappers copy my swag. I'm duck like dad and son. I'm already up in the space, motherfucker done, cause I already done enough. Cause I already done enough. Yeah. I'm not afraid of the dark.
Thank you. Thank you. Why three,
Leaving the Citadel of Trash. I wish you safe passage.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.